just actually one sentence to your question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do things differently.
Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be here. For those of you who do not know IMDA, we stand for Infocomm Media Development Authority, which is a statutory board under our Singapore government. As a regulatory body, we oversee and implement policies relating to ICT, media and poster industries in Singapore. We ran the Personal Data Protection Commission and the Protection from Online Falsehood and Manipulation Office. In addition to our regulatory role, we are also responsible for driving Singapore's digital transformation, especially digital economy. We work very closely with organizations across the world in industries such as trade, logistics, transportation, including trade finance, to promote the adoption of ICT technologies in order to help businesses evolve, maintain relevance, and compete effectively in a progressing digital economy. Sue asked a very good question just now. Why after 40 years of trying, we still don't have full paperless trade today? There's a reason why I say we have to do things differently.
Yes.
And we came to the same conclusion when we pondered over this question when we started our journey 6 years ago. Trust is the key, and the challenge then is how can we establish trust digitally or in a digital manner? And more importantly, we need to do this in an interoperable way. And over the past years, we have learned that the solution to establishing digital trust cannot be limited to just a technical one. The solutions need to be an embodiment of business need, standardization, law, and technology. And these four components need to work together and in a harmonious way. This is also why we name our initiative, or Trade Digitalization Initiative, as many of you know, Trade Trust. It has got a trust in our name. This is part of Singapore's Digital Utilities Act, and it's an innovative framework, not platform, that has the potential to transform the way international trade is conducted by harnessing the power of Web 3.0 technology, such as the use of verifiable credentials, to digitalizing international trade. This is actually the result of our effort in looking for new way to promote trade digitalization in a faster, cheaper, easier, and most importantly, in a massively scalable way that builds upon our experience in this area over the last four decades, since we launched our first single window on 1st January 1989. This framework offers a new and innovative approach to digitalizing cross-border trade by providing a set of free-to-use, open-source specification and standardized software components. The specifications define the packaging structure of any document, including those used in trade, ensuring compatibility and interoperability across different digital platforms and ecosystems. The software components or building blocks for business applications enable seamless integration with existing digital implementation or trade systems, allow businesses to leverage trade trust benefits without disrupting their existing workflows and heavy investment in IT development or infrastructure. We have since contributed our work to the Digital Public Goods Alliance, of which UNDP and UNICEF are members. This is also a common topic of our digital economic agreements and the WTO joint initiative on e-commerce, which we co-convene with our partners from Japan and Australia. Concurrently, we have many active projects running across many of our partner countries, including China, India, Australia, Netherlands, France, UAE, of course, ASEAN member states, and soon the US. We are currently inviting businesses and organizations who are interested to walk this journey with us. And we are just around. So feel free to catch us if you are keen to know more. Thanks.